Welcome back. You're here because you want to get smart, fast, no fluff, just the good stuff.
That's the goal.
So today, we're diving into something a little different, maybe unexpected.
Oh.
The annual stand-up comedy show in a place called Giggleboro, performed by bunnies, just before Easter.
Okay, Bunny's doing stand-up. Sounds interesting. We've got a little excerpt detailing this,
They
right?
do. It's pretty charming.
And what's really fascinating, I think, beyond the cuteness, is what it tells about something very human.
Which is,
Stepping outside your comfort zone, like way outside, dealing with those nerves, and discovering how shared laughter works, even when things go wrong.
right. That's our mission for this deep dive, then,
Yeah,
understanding that experience.
exactly. What can we learn from these bunnies?
Okay, so let's set the scene. You've got Benny, Lola, and Snickers, three bunnies, and crucially, none of them have ever done stand-up before, ever.
Wow. Okay,
Okay.
so first timers, that takes guts.
Definitely. And the source really highlights their anxieties, which feel very relatable.
How so?
Well, Lola was apparently nervous just thinking about talking to an audience. Benny's ears were like flopping uncontrollably, giving away his panic.
The physical tells. We all have those.
Totally. And Snickers. He actually turned up in his pajamas by mistake. Just pure nerves.
Oh, bless him. Yeah, that paints a picture of pre-performance jitters, all right. Very vivid.
It really does. And then into this mix of nervous energy comes Grandma Jellyhop. She's like the veteran bunny comic.
Okay, the wise elder. What was her advice?
Super simple, on the surface anyway. She just said, just be yourself.
Deceptively simple. There's depth there.
Right. But she also gave them this hilarious backup plan. She said, if your joke completely bombs, just take a really dramatic fall.
Huh. That's brilliant. It's sort of permission to fail gracefully, isn't it?
Exactly. It acknowledges that things might not go perfectly, but you can still, make it work somehow. Authenticity plus a safety net.
I like that. Authenticity plus a safety net. It lowers the stakes a bit.
So, okay, it's showtime. Lola steps up first. Her joke was, why don't eggs tell secrets?
Okay. Why?
Because they might crack up.
Okay. A classic pun. How'd it go down?
The excerpt says it got good giggles. So, a solid start. Nothing too wild, but it worked.
Nice. Broke the ice. Who was next?
Benny. His routine was apparently more physical. It involved trying to hide Easter eggs and accidentally sitting on them.
Oh no.
Yeah, the source even mentions yolk going everywhere. Bit of slapstick.
Okay, I can see that landing well. Physical comedy, a bit messy, usually gets a laugh.
Seems like it did. The audience laughed quite a bit at that one.
Right. And then there was Snickers, the one in his pajamas.
Yep, poor Snickers. Clearly still a bundle of nerves. He tried this hopscotch pun. Why did the bunny cross the playground to get to the hopscotch?
Ooh. Okay, a bit of a groaner, maybe.
Well, the description calls it a total bunny meltdown. He apparently stumbled over it. But here's the thing.
What?
The crowd still laughed. They still found it funny.
That's interesting, isn't it? So it wasn't maybe the joke itself or even the delivery.
Right. What was it then? The excerpt suggests that even when jokes didn't quite land, the crowd cheered.
So maybe it was the vulnerability. Seeing him try so hard, messing up a bit, but still being brave enough to be up there.
I think that's exactly it. It implies that, the connection, the shared moment, the sheer effort was more important than a perfectly polished joke.
Yeah, that makes sense. The real achievement wasn't necessarily being hilarious, but being brave and sharing that experience. The joy was in the trying.
And the collective laughter. Ivte was sometimes at the situation rather than with the perfect joke.
And how did Grandma Jellyhop close the show?
With another pun, of course. She asked, why do bunnies make good comedians?
Let me guess. Something about ears hopping.
Close. Because we always deliver a hair-hilarious time.
Hilarious. Oh dear.
The reaction was apparently a mix of groans and laughter. You know the type. Perfectly silly.
The groan laugh. A high compliment for a pun, really.
So let's pull this together. What's the real takeaway here? It's more than just bunnies telling jokes.
Definitely. It's a reminder, first off, that it's absolutely okay to be nervous when trying something new. That's like universal.
And that the real value is often just in the attempt itself. Showing up matters.
Yay. And also the power of laughter, even really simple, silly laughter,
Yeah.
to bring creatures, well, people or bunnies together, it unites us.
Confidence, too. It's not something you just have. It grows when you face those fears, doesn't it? And maybe have a little fun messing up.
Absolutely. And that failure or things not going perfectly, like Snickers meltdown, It's just part of the process sometimes. It's not the end of the world.
It's actually part of the story, part of what made it memorable and, well, funny.
Precisely. So these giggle burra bunnies, they showed us that vulnerability, being willing to try, and just embracing shared joy and laughter that can turn something terrifying into something really positive.
A really nice lesson, actually. So maybe something for our listeners to think about. Think about a time you were really nervous to try something new. Felt those pre-performance jitters like Lola or Benny. What was your version of telling a joke, and what did you learn from just putting yourself out there?
Yeah, what did you learn, whether the joke landed perfectly or, you know, involved metaphorical pajamas and hopscotch?
Yeah.
Something to chew on.